Luke and Susie with Faith, Family, Culture, exploring life in fun and meaningful ways. And when someone put it across my table to go, hey, talk to Little Miss Organized, Bonnie Black, about go zones. I went, oh, yeah, go zone. What are go zones? So Bonnie, you say this like this go zones, like, yeah, of course, everyone knows what this is. I have not. What's a go zone?
Well, a go zone goes by lots of different names. Some people might know it as a mud room or as a, you know, school bag rack sort of thing. It's basically everything that you need to take with you when you need to go on a daily basis.
Right. It's like your go bag if you're like a spy or a CIA agent. If something goes wrong, you can just go at a moment.
That's 100% the reason, yeah.
So we need fake passports, we need cash.
Yep. Yeah, all of those sort of things. Everybody in the world should have that fake bag ready to go.
Okay, so assuming we're not living the spy lifestyle, so what is it then we're looking for the benefit of in our go zones?
Okay, so I'm thinking keys, wallets, sunglasses, bags. If you've got kids, school bags, school shoes, school hat, their swimming bag, their soccer bag, the hats that they need on a daily basis or that you need on a daily basis. Like, this is the stuff where if you've got to run out the door and do the drop-off in the morning, everything they need, ready to go. Maybe not the lunches. They can stay in the fridge. I mean, let's be healthy there.
Yeah, as like a son who got so excited about going the next day, he made his lunch the night before, put it in his bag, and it was a ham sandwich. And luckily I kind of went, I thought I saw him doing something, and I checked his bag and saved him from some kind of food poisoning. The problem I have, Bonnie, that I need your help to resolve is because I can see all the benefit of this, but so much of this for children to actually have things in their place would require a lot of supervision and guidance from an organized parent, of which I am not one. I am a parent, but the organizer, I can't find my wallet from one day to the next.
Well, that's why you have your wife. She helps keep you on track.
Oh, no, she's given up on that. She's she's surrendered to nature in that particular point. See, I'm so bad at keeping track of my wallet. I've got everything digitized on my phone and I use the swipe and I barely take my wallet with me, which works in most occasions except for when, you know, our children last minute tell us that they needed cash for some kind of Mother's Day store or something and I can't get cash out. But this is a genuine struggle of it's. I can see the value of keeping it organized and having the space there. But if it's not naturally wired for it, have you seen people overcome those challenges?
Yes, and it is just about having a simple system that you stick to and that works. And something like the Go Zone, once you put it in place and you practice with it for a couple of weeks or months, you do find that it becomes a new habit for you. And especially if you put it somewhere near where you leave the house, then it's easy for when you come home for kids to empty out their bags and put stuff straight back into the go zone rather than things getting, you know, draped around the house somewhere.
Well, it's something worth looking at implementing and worth considering. The go zones, and it's just to clarify, it's not a spy thing. Little misorganized Bonnie Black. That's disappointing because I was hoping I was going to be a CIA agent there for a while. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Luke.